Hello, I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is vaccination. Fascinating testimony this week at the State House in Augusta, as a bill tries to take away the philosophical exemption for mandating vaccines for school kids and healthcare workers. Two sides then present each of their stories as to why this must happen or must not happen. Why is this even an issue at this time? Maybe because of the measles outbreak a couple months back at Disneyland. Oh no, how many people died? None, thank goodness. But 42 cases were confirmed, and one quarter of these cases were hospitalized. Well, that sounds bad, kind of frightening. Were these hospital cases in intensive care? We don't know. If they were, none died, so perhaps the California ICU people deserve congratulations. Unless maybe these cases were put in the hospital to quarantine them, as opposed to vital signs crashing. We read that back in the day, prior to vaccination, 400 children a year died from measles. Out of how many total cases? Between 3 to 4 million. In the entire country, millions of cases every year, and 400 people die. Am I missing something? I wonder how many people are dying from high fructose corn syrup. Should we keep looking further into this vaccine story? It seems in 1900, 10,000 people died from measles. Wait, so the death rate went from 10,000 to 400 before the vaccine? Maybe basic courses in risk should be mandating before giving someone a diploma. People seem to have a better instinct for finance. As in, what other medical intervention has such a huge prospect pool? Plenty of other medicines, such as all the big-selling drugs. Really, like statin drugs for one, right? Well, there's a difference, because many people may not know that if there are any unwanted side effects from a vaccine, then the manufacturer cannot be sued. Cannot be sued. Instead, a vaccine injury fund was set up in the 1980s to pay for any injuries from the shots. This fund paid out $2.5 billion so far. Billion with a B. 1,000 deaths attributed to MMR, of which measles is the first M. Golly, no headlines about this. Is this an accurate number? This vaccine reporting system is a passive one, meaning underreporting is just about guaranteed to be happening. Vaccine-damaged children's parents may not even know about it. Many problems, reactions to vaccines, are seen by parents, who then may or may not tell their health provider, who then may or may not take it seriously. Real damage appears to happen to some kids, perhaps because the vaccine contents are sent directly into the bloodstream, bypassing the normal protective layers of a person's immune system. So it does seem, then, that damage to, for example, the nervous system, could happen easier. The problems, while pretty easy if not horrifyingly obvious to spot, may come on in a way that isn't always obvious as coming from the vaccine. More time elapsed than the reporting system officially allows, by the way. The heavy metal mercury has been a major ingredient in these vaccines, which is extremely toxic to the nervous system. While mercury has been mostly removed from at least the single-dose vials in recent years, aluminum, a not-so-benign metal, has appeared instead. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.